This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
It happened as September turned to October. The U.S. drove off what some call the child care cliff, the deadline for child care providers to spend over $37 billion in federal pandemic-era subsidies. Many of the providers use the funds to pay their staff. Now that the money's gone, there is a forecast that tens of thousands of child care programs will close. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes is watching this.
It's lunchtime at downtown Baltimore Child Care, and the preschoolers are getting ready for a race.
I'm going to race.
Oh, you want to have a milk race with me?
To see who can drink their milk first.
Let's go for it.
The kids and teacher Ebony Goins all down their cups.
My bones are now strong.
Goins is one of 85 teachers here. The organization prides itself on having one teacher for every seven preschoolers. That allows for fun activities like that milk race. Downtown Baltimore Child Care received just over $1 million in federal pandemic relief funds. Some of that bought gloves and bleach, but the vast majority went towards paying those teachers.
It was very important for us to keep all of our employees in jobs and in health benefits.
Executive Director Hillary Roberts King says now that the federal money is gone, she's fundraising and applying for grants. She's also keeping an eye on costs, putting off replacing the windows, for instance, and giving smaller raises than she would have liked.
This past year, we had to do 4% for people who make less and 2% for people who make more, and it wasn't great news.
The employees here make at least $15 an hour, which is more than a dollar over the median wage for childcare workers across the country. Still, Roberts King says having less money to pay employees affects her ability to hire. It also affects current staff members.
You know, it's just the pay in this career is not enough.
Tiffany Thornton is a teacher with Downtown Baltimore Child Care. She loves the work, but says she still has to supplement her income.
I've been here 20 years and I still do side jobs. Like I babysit on the side. I do Instacart on the side.
Thornton has held off having kids of her own. She is worried she wouldn't be able to afford it. She's 39.
You know, I don't have a lot of time to figure that out. You know, I'm getting older, but no, I don't have kids. And that's one of the reasons why childcare is expensive. The pay doesn't match, what is it, the economy right now.
Thornton says she'll stick with the job because she is, at her core, an early childhood educator. But others have left the industry. There's more than 38,000 fewer childcare providers now than in February 2020. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.